Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Mem Aleph. The Mishnah teaches halachas of muksa that relate to a bed and that relate to a clothing press. So the Mishnah starts, Hakash al gabi amita, person is not allowed to move straw that's on a bed with his hands because the straw is considered firewood, which is muksa, but if he moves it with his body, that's tiltul min atzad, that's okay. And the Gemara points out that this Mishnah seems to be against Rav Nachman, who holds that you're not allowed to pull a radish out of the ground when it's going to move, upset the dirt around the area, even though that's tiltul min atzad. Rav Nachman apparently holds tiltul min atzad is us or against our Mishnah. The heter to move the straw is if imhayamachal behema oshayel of karosadin. If you decide that it's not going to be used as firewood, it's going to be animal food, which is not muksa, or you decide you put a sheet over it, so it's clearly only being used as a mattress, so then it's not muksa, then it's going to be mutter. Michmash shel balei batim matirin avalokovshin, you're allowed to undo a press that balei batim use to press clothing, but you're not allowed to put clothing in it on Shabbos, because that would be preparing the clothing for after Shabbos. Vishal kovsin lo yigabo, but if it's of a launderer, so then it's considered soser, it's destroying, you're not allowed to do it at all. If it was already partially opened, Rabbi Yudah allows you to open it the rest of the way. So normally chopping vegetables on Shabbos involves a melech of tochein, so Rabbi Yudah tells us that you're allowed to do it if you have two shinuyim. Number one, you only do it one by one, one at a time, and also use the back of a handle, the back of the handle of the knife. Rava says you only need one shinuy, even if you could do many peppers at a time, just use the handle of the knife. Rabbi Yudah holds if a person comes out of a body of water, lignev nafshe bereish of a hadulislik, he should make sure he dries himself off well before he starts walking, because it's going to be a violation of carrying the water, dalet amos in the karmelis. When he goes into the water moves dalet amos, but that's okay because that's only kocho, bekarmelis lo gazru, it's moving it indirectly with his kalach, and that's not a problem in the karmelis. Tich al gabe raglo, Gemara has four opinions about cleaning off clay from a person's shoes on Shabbos. The general concern is that when you clean it by scraping it against the wall, it may resemble building, scraping it on the ground may resemble mashvagumos. So Abayi holds mekancha bekarcha ve'in mekancha bekosel. On the ground is okay, the wall is not okay. Rava says the opposite. Wall is okay, ground is not okay. Mabredrovina holds Aser both in both situations. Rav Papa holds completely mutter, both on the ground and on the wall. So the Braisa teaches that even though, so what about Mabre Dravina? How would you clean it? You can't do the ground, you can't do the wall. So the Gemara says, okay, you clean it off on a beam. The Braisa says that even though you can only use the back of a knife to scrape clay off of a shoe, you can even use your fingernails to scrape clay off of clothing. And then a later Braisa doesn't allow scraping clay off a shoe, even with the back of a knife. So Rav Yevo taught that you can only use the back of a knife to scrape a new shoe, but not an old shoe. That explains the discrepancy about shoes. Rava teaches a person should not sit by the edge of a lechi, because if he drops something outside, he's going to come to carry it from outside the mavoi back into the mavoi. Also, you shouldn't rock a barrel to make it stable on the ground, lest you come to be mashed for gumos. And also, you shouldn't stick a wet wool cloth into the mouth of a jar, because it's also the schita, it's going to squeeze out the cloth into the jar. If you want to apply a small amount of oil to leather, enough letzachtzicha to polish it, or onto a shoe, so sachas raglo shemino miniach b'toch aminil. So what you could do is, you could first put the oil on your foot, and then put your foot in the shoe, but you can't apply it directly to the leather, to the shoe itself. The Braisa then has three halachos about going out with shoes on Shabbos. Number one, lo yetzei katal b'minal gadol, a child can't go out with a big shoe, because he might come to carry it if it falls off. Lo teitzei yisha b'minal merupa, the woman shouldn't go out with a torn shoe, she'll carry it because she's embarrassed. Ve'en yotzin b'minal chadosh, a woman shouldn't go out wearing a new shoe that she hasn't worn before Shabbos, since it may not fit right and she's going to come to carry it. Then there are conflicting brises whether shomtin minal me'al imos, whether we're allowed to remove a shoe from a shoe form on Shabbos. Rav Lazar says that the shoe is not yet complete, so it's not a kli, it's not susceptible to tumah, and therefore cannot be removed, because it's not a kli, it's muktza. The Chum say it is a kli, it is susceptible to tumah because it's a kli, but it's also not muktza because it's a kli. The fact that the Chum aren't concerned about moving the shoe form when you're taking off the shoe can be explained in two ways. What about the shoe form itself is definitely muktza. So Rava holds that it's a kli shemlach tel iser, and a kli shemlach tel iser, you're allowed to move the tzorach makomo, and you need the makom that the shoe form is taking up, namely the shoe. Abayi holds no, it's not. You're not allowed to move a klishim lach talis, or even the tzorach makomo. But the situation is that the shoe is so loosely fitted on the form that when you take the shoe off, you're not moving the form. Me'ayinuchinami would be also to move the shoe form. The Braisa explains even Rabbi Lazar would allow removing the shoe and would consider it a kli if it was only loosely on the form. Then at the end of the daf, we have the next parak, not aladim es benova, even biado, person can carry his child who's carrying a stone, and that's not considered that the father is carrying muktza. So Rav explains the Mishnah speaking about a case of a child sheyesh lo gagu and alaviv, that he really wants his father and can become sick if the father doesn't carry him. Otherwise, it would be aser, just like it's aser to carry a child who has a kis tali b'tzavaro, a pouch hanging from his neck, where you're chayiv for carrying the pouch, but not the child, because the child's chay noses atzmo. Even when the child really wants his father, the father's not allowed to carry him if the child is holding money, because we're worried that if the money drops, then the father's just going to pick up the money and he's going to end up carrying the money. The Gemara brings a braisa to prove that Rav is correct, that under normal circumstances, one may not carry a child who's carrying different objects, because the braisa says, Hamotzi Adam, Hotzion Kemos Shehain. If you carry a person whose clothing is folded on his shoulder and his shoes and rings are in his hands, you're chayiv for carrying those items, because you can only carry the person, not the other stuff that the person is carrying. And then the daf ends, parenthetically, Rav mentions that if the child with the pouch around his neck were dead, the father would be potter for carrying him, since carrying the child is a melech shein tzricha legufa, because you just want him out of the house, you just want to get rid of the body, and the pouch is totally insignificant to a person who's dealing with nebuch a dead child. So that's the end of Shabbos Kuf Mem Aleph.